Hype Network presents.
The views and opinions of the host and the guests do not reflect the views and opinions of the institutions they belong to.
Welcome sa isa na namang kwentuhan at palitan ng mga pananaw tungkol sa life and everything that goes with it. Dito sa Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Layunin ng show na ito na gawing bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na buhay ng karaniwang tao, ang gawain ng pagmumuni at pamimilosopiya. Kaya let's go mga peeps, it's Muni Muni time!
This episode is brought to you by Malufet Patisserie. Kung gusto niyo ng masarap na personalized cakes, pastries, and others, visit Malufet Patisserie in Quezon City. You can message them at facebook.com/malufetpatisserie. Details on the description below.
Alright! Hello mga Filo peeps. No, it's been a minute since we had our last episode, no? And I am very excited, very pleased to announce and to show you, no, na meron tayong bagong episode ngayong araw, no, na pwede niyong pakinggan, pagmunihan kapag kayo ay nagmamaneho o nakikinig lamang sa inyong mga cellphones, no, through your earphones ganyan, no. And ang ating guest ngayon ay medyo sabihin na nating out of the box, no? Dating sa usually pinag-uusapan sa larangan ng pilosopiya, no? She is actually a professional bodybuilder and sumasali rin siya sa mga competition na may kinalaman sa bodybuilding and fitness, no? She's from Cebu and also from the States, no? Half and half daw, sabi niya sa akin kanina. And I'm very, very happy and pleased. Welcome to our show, Miss Candice Gail de Guzman.
Hi, thank Candice. You. Hello, Sir I. Thank you for having me here on your show.
So, Candice, siguro for those who may not know you, although nakita ko naman sa Instagram mo dahil sinend sa akin yung link ng aking producer na medyo marami ka palang followers. No? So, for those who don't know you that well, no, siguro konting background, no, sa iyong personal na buhay. No? Sino
sure.
ka ba? Saan ka ba galing? Anong nangyari sa buhay?
Yeah. Medyo, ano, so let me start where I was born. I was born and raised in Cebu City. Until high school, and then I moved to New Jersey because my mom wanted me to study college there. So when I moved there when I was 16, din na ako nag-take up ng occupational therapy. But before that, fun fact, nag-nursing muna ako. Salamat naman.
Oh.
But Filipino family,
Filipina
nursing yung course, diba? But unfortunately, the course was not for me. My heart was not really there. So I went to work in a rehab facility. So this rehab is basically where you have your PTs, OTs, and speech therapists. So nag-fall in love ako sa exercising as rehabilitation for older adults after, you know, hospitalization. So I went into OT school in upstate New York. So my first love for fitness is there. Sa aking occupation talaga. So when I became an OT, I worked in New Jersey and also in New York for 10-11 years. So
wow.
Equivalent years na andun ako sa States po, mga 20 years po. So I was there for 20 years and eventually when I got pregnant, I needed a change of lifestyle and, of course, environment for my child. Also, being away from the rest of my family, dinala ko siya here to Cebu. And I said, let me try to raise him the way I was raised as well. You know, the Filipino culture and everything. Although the opportunity is also there in the States, but also my family, the rest of my family is here in the Philippines. So I wanted him to meet, you know, my family. So, nung andun na kami sa Cebu, you know, I started not really losing my skill as a therapist, but it was a whole different shift kasi I went into business with my dad.
Ah, okay. So anong parang, business?
Sobrang different po ng what I've known. Yung business po namin is fire protection services. So, had to do that with marketing and also sales and, you know, business admin din po talaga. So, even though yung background ko nasa healthcare po, I had to learn the business side of things. So, yun, turo na lang ng dad ko. And then, pre-namis ko po sa sarili ko na I'm also gonna continue working out while I'm here. Kasi po, when I was in the States, I didn't have that much time. Kasi alam niyo naman po yung buhay doon. When you don't have much help and you're raising a child, parang hirap i-balance yung work, life, time management po. So, parang I kind of lost myself in between when I was there because I was working 2 to 3 jobs and COVID happened. Had a child. Oh. I actually asked my husband if I could stay at home. I can focus on our child kasi natatakot ko kasi ako with everything that was going on. So talagang walang time. Walang time to work out. Walang time to ano. So yun po yung quick brief background from my life. Moving there, being there, and then coming back at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Medyo interesting sa akin yung trabaho mo na occupational therapist, no?
Mm-hmm.
Usually ba, you deal with what kind of patients? Mga elderly ba yan? O mga sports injuries? Anong blend yan?
Yeah, so yung area ko po is geriatrics, which is the older population, older adults. So yung setting po namin is subacute, which is the step down from acute care, which is the hospital. So after ng hospitalization nila, they go to a facility like a skilled nursing facility. Sabi natin nagka-stroke sila. Tapos na yung care nila sa hospital. So they go to our facility for X number of days to get rehabilitated. So ganyan po. Yeah.
Ano bang memorable patient dyan na parang medyo proud ka na ikaw yung nag-handle sa kanya tapos na you saw her recovery, na hindi siya sumuko, or meron ka bang memorable?
Marami po, Sir Ice. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love my job as a therapist. Because it's so rewarding to see your patients progress, starting from being dependent to being max assist, which is you give them 75 to 100% assistance, you know, then slowly progressing to moderate assistance, to minimal assistance. Hanggang nagiging supervision nila sila too close to modified independence. Pag sinabi natin modified independence, kahit na po may walker sila or cane, pero at least nakaya nila. Yes. So, majority nun, stroke patients talaga. Area ko therapy, yun yung kumbaga forte ko. And I take pride dun sa area na yan. Mm-hmm.
Sobra kong, I mean, personally, when I imagine myself being in that kind of a situation, kanya, knock on wood, no? Ta naman sigurong gusto sa mangyari sa atin yung ganun, no? Pero,
yes.
I mean, dun mo talaga makikita na yung pagkatao mo bilang tao ay talagang nakatali ka sa iyong katawan. Di ba?
Correct.
O sir, kahit nasabihin mong, you know, you're a spirit and you're able to transcend the limitations of your body, but when you are stricken with such, you know, this illness, stroke, doon mo talaga mararamdaman na sa iyo at sa gusto mo, you're an incarnate spirit, di ba? You're bound to your body, and kahit na anong gawin mo, di ba, na pagsubok na pihina nating hindi ko papansinin yung nangyari sa katawan ko, okay lang to, basta buo ang kalooban ko, etc., Hindi, ang katotohanan ay nakatali talaga ang pag-iral natin bilang tao sa ating katawan, no? Kasi usually sa tradisyon din ng pilosopiya, no, para lang doon sa mga nakikinig. Merong tradisyon ng pilosopiya na nagsasabi, you know, there's a dualism, no, between the spirit and the body, and the spirit is the real you. Whereas the body is just some kind of a vehicle, and then once you're done with it, di ba, you go to heaven or some
correct
other place.
Mm-hmm.
Parang hindi masyadong pinahalagahan yung katawan.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang ang mahalaga, feed your soul, feed your soul,
tama,
feed your soul, di ba? Parang yun ang iniisip. But, di ba, pag iniisip mo rin, you know, if you're a religious person, di ba, parang part of, you know, your capacity to worship, part of your capacity to be with others, to help others, is your body, 'di ba, na
yes, correct.
Kung hindi ka rin, hindi mo rin magagawa yung mga kabutihan na nalalaman mo tungkol, yung mga nabasa mo sa Bible, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wala, ano rin yung silbi nun, 'di ba, parang intention lang. So yun, I guess yun yung napagmunian ko habang nagsasabi ka, no, nagkukwento ka doon. Pagka nakaranas ka ng ganyan, this debilitating disease na talagang maramdaman mo, kahit anong gusto mo, kahit gusto mo paglalawin yung kamay mo, gusto mo maglakad, ayaw,
yeah,
talaga.
But ayaw.
It's so frustrating precisely because, di ba, this is you, di ba? This entirety of being is you. Hindi ka lang yung isip mo, hindi ka lang yung espiritu mo, ikaw yung buo mong pagkatao. Kaya, I'm glad na ikaw yung naging guest natin, kasi you're someone who, I guess, through your advocacies and your past occupations and now your passion, and ewan ko kung career mo na yung professional bodybuilding and fitness, no? I'm sure nakikita mo talaga yung halaga ng pangangalaga sa katawan ng tao.
Sobra,
na hindi
sir,
siya parang, di ba, na hindi siya pwedeng, may gamot naman eh, di ba? Kasi minsan mag-isip ang mga Pilipino eh. Parang sige lang, inom, sige lang, bisyo,
mm-hmm,
sige lang, kain. May gamot naman eh. No?
Yeah.
Hanggang sa may ma-stroke ka, atakin ka sa puso, tapos doon mo marirealize, talaga naman, ano, talagang yung katawan ko, hindi ko pwedeng pabayaan. So yun, pwede mo ba kaming kwentuhan na ng iyong transition from being an occupational therapist, and, di ba, and then dealing with all these elderly people, di ba, and then having your own insights about sickness, health, fitness, etc. And then applying, I guess, those insights to yourself. Gusto mo ng alagaan, katawan.
Yes, sir. So, talaga, of course, when you mentioned also about, you know, others, like, not really abusing their body, but we kind of like, parang, we don't take it, parang, it's not important at the moment talaga. And I think each one of us, dumadaan tayo sa stage na ganun. Kasi when I was younger too, I also am not the healthiest. Even though I have the knowledge. But tayo naman lahat. Yung lifestyle po natin, I guess it also evolves with maturity.
Yeah.
Later on, with experience, as we get to know people's other experiences with their own health issues and such. Okay, a little, ano lang, with me, when I was younger, I was living close, you know, I lived close to the city in New York, so I partied a lot then. So, you know, and, yes, you know, it's a city that never sleeps. So, I have really bad insomnia, so I go out, and yung tendency ko po kasi to, you know, fix that insomnia, it was not really through medication or through, like, you know, even though, you know, yung mga natural remedies, it was through drinking din. So I partied a lot. And this changed naman when I had a child. So nung medyo malaki na yung anak ko, he's 3 years old now, bumalik yung party girl, ano po,
okay,
party girl era, kung baga, especially when I move back here in Cebu. But I slowly realized that din, as I'm already 36, sabi ko, nakakapagod na rin to. Sabi ko, it's not a healthy lifestyle na gumigising ako the next day so dehydrated. I was breaking out. I had hormonal issues. And my insomnia was worse. So much worse. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, I need to make a change. I need to, you know, fix my routine. Ang galing kong magsabi sa family ko or my patients na, you know, you have to exercise, you have to eat healthy. And why am I not practicing it with myself? So parang self-reflection din one time na sa sobrang kalasingan ko, hindi ako maka-function the next day. Sabi ko, I'm a mom. I should not be doing this. So, although nag-workout din ako noon, sir, I believe it or not, kahit may hangover ako, nag-workout ako, pero not to my maximum potential. So sabi ko sa sarili ko, okay, let's make that change. Let's, you know, turn this 360. So sabi ko sa sarili ko, if I'm gonna do this, I need somebody to push me. Because hindi ko kaya. So ako myself as a therapist, ako yung nag-guide ng patients ko. Diba po? So sabi ko sa sarili ko, I need somebody to guide me. So then I asked for a coach. A coach, a fitness coach talaga. To really be firm with me. Not firm naman, pero really discipline me. Help me, guide me. The same way I guide my patients. So, nung na-meet ko yung coach ko, si Coach Brian. Hello, Coach Brian, if you're watching, please. He is really the best
Shout
coach.
Out.
Yes. I'm the type of person na hindi rin ako nakikinig agad kasi I kind of think I know it all because I'm in the field of healthcare and, you know, I already know how to exercise based on my, you know, experience. Pero iba, sir, iba yung may mag-guide talaga sa'yo for your own goals, your own body type. Kasi sanay ako na medyo generalized din sa population ng older adults. So, hindi ko na-apply yon talaga sa sarili ko. So, nung si Coach Brian talaga, very personalized and very holistic yung approach niya sa akin. And talagang tinignan niya yung lifestyle ko. So, yun yung first thing na binago niya. Linagay niya ako sa 6 a.m. class.
Hala! Bawal party.
Yes. So that's the first thing that he did. So not only did he change, you know, yung scheduling ko sa, you know, my normal routine, sinisimulan niya na yung discipline for me. So the training of discipline. And also, slowly nag-follow na yung, not really motivation, but talagang, how do I say this? Parang napupush niya ako. So every day, he doesn't tell me na huwag kang pumunta or kung pagod ka, huwag kang ganyan. But matcha-challenge, may mga sinasabi siya sa akin na napipilitan akong pumunta the next day. The next day, hanggang the next day. So gradually, yun na yun. And then progressive na rin po yung training niya sa akin in terms of strengthening. Pero yun magsimula talaga is the discipline. Yun muna talaga yung biggest start. And then, really changing the lifestyle na. And then, later on, strengthening mind, body, and soul na. Yun na po yung simula nun. Tapos, si Coach Brian, hindi niya ako in-encourage agad na mag-bodybuilding. Sabi niya lang sa akin, anong goal mo? Goal ko nun, okay, weight loss. Diba? Kasi I'm a mom. I was like, I was okay, but I was, you know, may goal din talaga ako to like be skinny. Not really thinking na it's better to be strong than skinny. Kasi mas healthy po tayo. Pag strong tayo.
Yes. Right, right.
Yes. So, one day, pumunta ako sa gym namin. And sabi ni Coach, gusto mo bang mag-try ng bodybuilding. Sabi niya, feeling ko ready ka na. Sabi ko, I don't think I'm ready. Sarap kumain eh. Sabi ko, oh. Yun pa, yung diet. Sir Ice, yung diet. Isang area pa yun. Talaga yun. Sa discipline. Isang area talaga yun. Sabi ko sa kanya, ah, sige coach, pag ready na ako, sasabihin ko sa'yo. Kasi right now, my heart is not 100% ready to fully commit into a strict training, strict diet. Sa routine, nandiyan na ako. Nandiyan na ako.
Mm. Yeah.
Pero yung sa diet na doon, sir, mahirap. Give up ko na po yung pag-gimmick. Nag-give up po ako ng alcohol. Pero sabi ko sa diet, paro naman yung mga ano po, masarap na
pinakakit. Ano pa, may mga lechon-lechon dyan.
Sir, ay, so, syempre dito sa Cebu, ang daming seafood, ang daming lechon. So, pero, one day, sabi ko sa sarili ko, parang gusto ko i-challenge nga yung ko. Bago ako mag-40, parang gusto kong masubukan. Sige, na-try ko yung bodybuilding. So, sabi ko kay Coach Ryan, Coach, ready na ako. Sure ka. Okay. So, yun, nag-layout na po kami. So, yung competition po, Sir Ice, na ginoinan ko recently, which is the NBA Universe, which is Natural Bodybuilding Australia Universe, last November. Nag-prep po ako, August.
Hala?
Yes, Sir Ice.
3 months lang?
3 months po.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Ano yun? Sobrang everyday yung training, gano'n?
Everyday, 6 days a week. Tapos, minsan po, twice a day. So, yun yung commitment na hinahanap ng coach ko po. So, binigay ko po lahat. Mind, body, and soul. So,
So, hindi, pag iniisip ko yan, diba, this, to me, parang sa mga guest na nagkaroon na rin ako dito sa pod, always talk about this idea of making a choice, decision, diba? Committing choice, diba? How do you go through that process of making up your mind na, okay, I'm leaving this version of me behind for this other version. Kasi nga, sinabi mo kanina, parang the party girl, you know, the party girl life, di ba? And then, yung masarap na pagkain, yung mga diets. At pag inisip mo, parang it's so counterintuitive for anyone na isusuko mo yung mga bagay na yun na nagbibigay sa iyo ng kaligayahan, di ba? Ng pleasure for something na may dalang hirap, na may dalang parusa, na may dalang, you know, parang you're not used to it, it's unfamiliar territory, it's going to drain you, it's going to take a lot out of you. So parang ako, I mean, personally, ang napakahirap para sa akin na lumabas dun sa comfort zone. Kasi parang, for me, this is where I find myself. This is who I am, di ba? Parang everything's familiar, everything's routinary, everything's okay. And then suddenly, yan ba ikaw? Okay, iwan ko lahat yun. Iwan ko yan. Tapos, punta tayo dito sa bagong mundo. Tapos, tong mundo na to, wala tayong alam dito. Meron lang tayong coach. Tapos, bahala na siya sa atin. So, parang siyang leap of faith talaga. And the thing is, hindi ka naman guaranteed na mapapantayan before you made that decision. Di ba? You weren't sure. Guaranteed you will get the results that you want or you'll be able to stay committed. But the thing is, okay, iniwan mo na yun eh. Di ba? There's no going back. Kasi parang, di ba? Parang gumigising ka na ng alas 6. Di ba? 2 beses ang araw ka na kumakain. Ay, sorry. Hindi pala kumakain. 2 beses ang araw ka na nagtitrain. No? Nagtitrain. So parang, yung iniisip ko doon, tinuloy mo ba dahil parang, alam mo yung mga Pilipino ganito mag-isip, eh, andiyan ka na eh. Eh, andiyan ka na eh, tuloy mo na. So parang naging ano na lang ba siya? Parang hindi na choice, kundi parang ano na lang siya yung ano sa Pilipino yun. Parang napasubo ka na. Kaya mo na lang tinutuloy. O talagang araw-araw pinipili mo yan dahil gusto mo talaga.
Talagang for me po, parang bigla yung heart ko. I really wanted it. Like parang yung craving for a better version of me was really there, and it really pushed me. And sa sobrang na-challenge ako, talaga I showed up every day. Kahit pagod, kahit walang tulog, kahit guto. minsan nga po, may part kami ng training na sobrang pinupush naman yung calories. Kasi I had to gain muscle, di ba po? Hindi lang sa diet na to cut the calories. Kasi pag-ganun-ganun din eh. Minsan pinipilit ko lang kumain kasi ayaw ko na kumain. May ganun. Pero clean eating din to. So, I showed up every day. Kumbaga, yes, may nagagay sa akin, may nagpo-push akin. Pero, internally din po talaga. I really wanted pinipili to better myself. Yes. Hindi rin naman po dahil sabi ko na totoo naman yung sinabi ni Coach. Pag ready ka na talaga. And I felt in my heart and in my soul talaga, ready na ako noon. Kasi po nga, may goal ako before reaching 40. So, and he helped me. He really helped me get there. And I'm still getting there. I'm still working on a lot of things right now with him. Pero, going back na po dun sa diet. So, not only, di ba, nakwento ko po kanina, not only am I restricted with certain things, kumakain pa rin kami. Baka kalahin ng mga tao, yung mga bodybuilders, hindi kumakain. Kumakain po kami pag hindi kami nasa cutting phase. Actually, we're being pushed so much protein and so much, rice minsan just to gain, you know, the muscle mass. So, minsan nakakapagod nga kumain. Pero, yun nga. I think if your heart is in it, talaga.
Yeah.
You're willing to do everything, no matter, you're willing to show up, no matter what time of the day, you're gonna be there. Parang yung goal mo talaga yun.
Yeah. Mahalaga kasi, I think, no, para lang, I guess, lagay natin sa ibang konteksto. Doesn't have to be thing, doesn't have to be anything to do with physical things. Pero yung there's this philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
Alam natin ang philosophy. Ano? Kasi abang nagsasalitahan, nakakarinig ako ng mga pagmumuni, which takes me back to certain philosophers na tinuturo ko rin. So si Aristotle, this Greek philosopher, parang ang mensahe niya, isa sa mga mahalaga niyang mensahe ay, ang pinakamahalaga daw na tanong sa buhay ng tao ay, na kailangan niyang sagutin, ay ito. Sabi niya, ano ba ang pakay mo? Ano ba ang pakay mo? Sa buhay mo, di ba? Ano ba ang pakay mo? What's your goal? In Greek, the word for goal is telos. What is your telos? And in his book, The Nicomachean Ethics, sabi niya, well, every person desires to be happy. Pero yung happiness na pinag-uusapan ni Aristotle doon ay hindi yung usual na pagkaunawan at sa happiness na party-party, masaya, happy mood. Yeah. No? Ang sabi niya, yung happiness na tinutukoy dito ay, sa wikang Griego ay eudaimonia or human flourishing. Sa Filipino, pagtubo, pagyabong, paglago ng sarili. Right? Growth, basically.
Growth, exactly. Self-growth.
Growth, di ba? So, lahat ng tao, sabi niya, yan ang ultimate desire ng lahat ng tao. Kahit sino ka pa, ang gusto mong mangyari sa buhay mo, gusto mong yumabong, lumago. Ayaw mong maging stagnant. Ayaw mong mabulok. Ayaw mong yan ka lang. you want to be, sabi mo nga kanina, you want to be a better version of yourself. At each point in your life, di ba, you're always running after better you, right? So yun, yung nung sinabi mo kanina na what really made you commit, make this choice, was the idea na challenge mo yung sarili mo talaga with a certain goal na before you turn 40, you want to, I guess, have this kind of body, or you want to be able to do certain things, achieve certain things, etc. So what's yun yung parang nagiging, I guess, parang medyo paradox nun, no? Na ang nagdedetermina ng gagawin mo ngayon but determines what you do in the present isn't really your present or your past, no? Na yung ibang behavioral psychology sasabihin, ah, kaya mo ginagawa yung ginagawa mo ngayon kasi may nangyari sa past mo, kaya ganyan ang ginagawa mo ngayon. It's a response to trauma or whatever. Aristotle, on the other hand, says, no, you do what you do in the present because of what you visualize for yourself in the future. You're a project unto yourself.
Correct.
Diba? Proyekto ka. Kumbaga sa building, you're always under construction. No? Diba? Parang at every point in your life, hindi ka pa whole, hindi ka pa buo. Diba? May kulang dyan. May missing piece. May underdeveloped aspect. No? Kaya, pag-iisip mo, wala talagang karapatan yung taong mabore. Kasi there's always something to do.
Room for growth. Improve. All the time.
Yes. The time. No? So, yun. Na, I'm inspired. Nakaka-inspire na, you know, a woman like you, na parang pag-inisip mo, you said you're 36, di ba? Parang most, I guess I'm generalizing, no? Pero, ang hula ko, may mga kababaihan, o kahit lalaki, o kahit anuman ang gender or sexual orientation, na when they reach a certain age, inisip nila, ay, hindi na ako pwede maganyan. Matanda na ako. Yes. Eh. Ay, hindi na ako pwede, hindi na yan bahagi ng horizon of possibilities ko because I have this, ano na, masakit na yung leg ko, masakit na yung likod ko. So, yung room nila for growth, pinaliliit nila ng pinaliliit by themselves. Correct. Sila yung naglilimita. Diba? Sa sarili.
Yes.
Na hanggang dito na lang ako kasi hindi ko na pwede gawin yun kasi matanda na ako. Pero yun, nakaka-inspire yung sinasabi mo na even at your 36, diba, you're a mother and you have so many things going on, di ba? Yan, negosyo dyan, tapos pamilya. But you made a choice. You committed yourself to a choice. You visualized what you want to become before you turn 40. And you're, di ba, ito yun, mahalagay, nagpa-follow up ka.
Yes.
Di ba? Kasi madali naman kasi magsimula eh. Yung parang gigising ko lang tapos gaganahan ka, di ba? Uy, ganito gagawin ko. Mm-hmm. Magja-jogging ako ngayon. Ang mahirap dun, yung kinabukasan.
That consistency po.
Oh, mauulit mo ba yun?
Yes.
Habit, ba? Yun rin yung sabi ni Aristotle, di ba? Mm-hmm. Character, your character is really built on habit.
Mm-hmm.
So ikaw, yun yung tanong ko, I guess, at this point in our conversation. How do you maintain this habit? Diba? I'm sure you have bad days. Diba?
Oh, yes.
I don't
want to
train. No, I deserve to rest. So how do you, diba, how do you deal with those days?
So for me po, it's syempre yung biggest inspiration ko for this journey also is my son. So and in our household, I really believe in model behavior. So for me, showing up every day, having this really, this better lifestyle and this good, better habits of this, you know, I'm showing him, I'm modeling him that he could also do something if it puts his mind into something. So yun po yung nakakapagpa-push po sa akin. And he always looks at me like, oh, mama, you're going out? You're going to the gym? Strong, mama, strong. Like, so he pushes me. So he's one of the biggest motivators of me to keep my head on the game. Because I also want to instill that skill or this kind of mindset to him as he grows older. But if he puts his mind into something, he could do it. He could accomplish something. So, ganun po yung ano ko rin po for me. That's why I never gave up, even in that 3 months training time.
Oh, pero iba rin talaga pagka meron kang inspiration labas sa sarili mo. Eh, hindi ka lang invested sa sarili mo, kundi invested ka rin dun sa, sabi mo, dun sa anak mo na gusto mo na makita niya na this kind of behavior, this kind of character is something worth aspiring for, diba? Dun, I guess yung pasukin na natin yung mundo ng bodybuilding per se.
Sure.
You know, bagamat bago ka pa lamang dyan. Siguro maganda nga na sa'yo manggaling kasi fresh pa sa mata mo yung mga nangyayari dyan. Hindi ka parang old eyes na. No? So when you got into this, when you entered this world of bodybuilding, what were your expectations? At meron bang mga na-shatter na expectations? Meron ka bang mga biases? Meron ka bang mga prejudice before na parang nung pumasok ka, either na-confirm siya or parang na disenchant?
Sobrang new talaga ng world na to for me. And actually, it's really like a sport. Kasi the training that each athlete, you know, endures or go through or, you know, really set is really like a sport. Parang mga soccer players or volleyball players, the way that they train every day, ganun din sa bodybuilding po, Sir Ice. Hindi ko akalain na pwede kang maging bodybuilder na hindi, honestly, kala ko talaga kailangan super jack ka. Pwede ka rin pala maging bodybuilder na very toned ka. May different categories pala. So, ang dami nga pong categories, so I just know that. Kasi, diba po sa atin, pag narinig niyo po bodybuilding, talagang kailangan super muscular, super like defining
abs.
Yes, exactly like that. Especially sa mga babae, may mga ano pa tayo, not really a stigma for you know, other women, pero sasabihin ng iba na hindi na sexy yan kasi sobrang maskulado niyo, like, 'di ba, parang ganyan.
Yeah, can you talk about that briefly? Sure. Parang I'm interested in that. Yung mga Pilipina, di ba, the body image issue na sasabihin nila pag masyado ng malaki yung katawan, di ba, usual, typical naman, grabe, parang lalaki na naman yung katawan niya.
Yes, Sir Ice, may mga...
How do you respond to that?
One of the biggest person who critiques that area of my bodybuilding is my grandma. She's your typical lola. Typical lola na kailangan po mahinhin po tayo, hindi tayo nagbubuhat kasi nakakasira po yung sa posture natin, hindi po maganda tingnan ang maskuladong babae. So I had to really show her what kind of bodybuilding I'm doing. Since it's a natural bodybuilding, that's the name natural. We're not taking any enhancing aids to help us gain these muscles. We're working slowly and eating properly, eating healthy to create these muscles. And not only are we creating muscles, we're also building strength. So that's what I try to explain to my lola po. Hindi po ako nagpapapayat, hindi rin po ako masyadong nagpapalaki. Dinidefine lang po natin yung ating mga shoulders, you know, to make them more symmetrical and, you know, nakikita po natin, parang doktora po kasi siya, parang magandang anatomical figure. Ganun yung pala, hindi ko yung sinasabi. Pag-iit mo yung definitions ng mga muscles mo. So, ganun ko po in-explain sa kanya. Although she really discourages lifting, and that's her opinion, and that I totally respect that. But I also assure her na I'm lifting correctly, I'm being guided. But ito po yung gusto kong sabihin sa iba na, you know, being muscular doesn't mean you're less of a woman when you have muscles. I think it's very beautiful that you nakikita po yung pinaghirapan nyo. You know?
I agree.
Sa isang tao po, maybe gusto nila to yung konting tone, mas gusto pa nila more muscular, and that's their own preference. And, you know, we respect that. There are other, bodybuilders who also take enhancers talaga. You know?
Yeah.
And we're open to that. We call ourselves natty, yung mga natural athletes na just go through the slower process. But we meet other athletes who are enhanced, and that's okay, and that's their preference. You know, beauty is defined in, you know, oneself. Like, diba? It's the way you see and project. Yes, correct. How you project yourself as well. So we don't really have to judge somebody's physique through how muscular or not muscular they are. Diba?
Yeah.
So yun po yung take ko dun in terms of a woman in here, especially in our culture. Namata ng especially our mga lola, lolo, aunties, na mga medyo older na po kasi hindi po nakasanayan yung ganito pong sisi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yan naman how do you respond to those criticisms naman na yung mga masyadong into fitness and weights, etc. Ang tingin nila parang, mga narcissists yan. Hindi, di ba may
ganun?
Namahal nila sarili nila. Purong-puro sarili niisip, puro katawan. Parang gandang-ganda sila sa sarili. Lagi sila katingin sa salamin.
Nakaharap sa salamin po, yes. Totoo naman po yung area
na yun. Conscious na.
Nakatingin kami.
Pero yes, tama ba? Tama, sa tingin mo ba tama yun na parang it's narcissism? Na parang you're so in love with yourself. Ganun ba yun?
For me, sir, personally, I look at the mirror a lot. And my fellow gym mates do the same. The reason why I think we do this, and for me, yung main reason ko, is I see the development of each body part kung nakatarget ko. And am I within the time frame na tinitrain ko? So, sa iba, pag nakatingin ka from the outside, looking at us, looking in the mirror all the time, na parang, ang yabang nga tingnan. Pero hindi nila alam po, we look at our progress. We slowly look at saan kami kulang, saan kami, yung anong muscle mass ang kailangan namin, anong area of our body kailangan pa namin i-work on. So, personally, ganun ako. And that's what I see with my fellow gymmates as well. And I think other athletes are the same way. Pag nag-reflex, doon mo rin kasi malalaman kung meron ka ng muscles po eh. So, hindi naman po sa pagyayabang, but we have to do it. Kasi on stage po, we don't have the mirror. We don't have the mirror. We have to learn to flex and pose and hit the different posing, mandatory poses na tinitingnan ng mga judges without looking in the mirror. So, kailangan nagiging natural sa amin yun.
So, inisip ko yun. Parang, di ba, parang, ano ba yun? Kunyari, magpo-post ka. Hindi ko alam eh, kasi hindi naman ako familiar dun sa mundo ng bodybuilding. Although, parang napanood ko yata yung sa Netflix yung documentary ni Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyway, so, pero yung ganun, yung post, sabi nila, parang, apparently, mahirap pala yun. Kasi parang, pag hindi mo naman alam yung pinapanood mo, parang, uy, gumanun lang siya eh. Diba? Parang, ganun-ganun lang siya. Hulk Hogan. Diba? Parang, pero, apparently, parang mahirap pala yun gawin.
Oh, brother,
may mga pinupuweras na, may mga twist para ma-highlight yung particular, yeah. So, yung, paano ba yun? Pwede mo ba kami bigyan ng mabilis na for curiosity's sake, di ba?
Parang sure.
Quick, parang
about posing, highlight, yes.
About posing, di ba pa? At paano yung ginagawa at mahirap, bakit mahirap yun?
Yes. So again, sir, Ice, di ba, bago ako sa bodybuilding, so everything is new for me. 2 months out into the competition, dun pala ako kumuha ng posing coach. So, iba rin yung posing coach
yun.
Sa training coach. Yes, correct.
Iba pa pala yun.
Iba coach kasi it's a whole different area. Sa mga babae, Sir Ice, we have to be graceful on stage while flexing. So, di ba, parang ang hila. Paano ako magiging graceful on stage while flexing your muscles? Ang kailangan mong gawin pa dun is to smile while pushing your breathing out while smiling kasi you're holding your position. So, talaga, Sir Ice, pag on stage ka or you're very close to stage, ang maririnig mo para kaming mga ahas. Kasi po, sa breathing po namin while smiling, ganun po kami while flexing para tumigas yung mga yung shoulders namin, yung biceps and triceps, yung quads. Pag nag-hold kami ng front position, kami nakasmile, pero yung hininga namin, lumalabas sa teeth namin.
Ang hirap.
Sobrang hirap. So, 2 months po ako nag-posing training. Sabi talaga ng posing coach ko, nag-worry siya. And shout out to Coach Sharla for, you know, being so patient with me. She also competed with NBA and also, I believe, IFBB that she competed. So she's only 21 years old. Mind you. Oh? Yes.
Coach mo 21 lang?
Yes. Wow. And oh my gosh, she was amazing. She's so graceful, but at the same time, really good in posing, especially the back pose. Kasi pag, actually, Sir Ice, pag nakatalikod ka, pag nasa back, yung nasa, yung back mo yung nasa judges, dun lang kami nakaka-
Ah, okay.
Pero talaga yun yung best talaga na kailangan i-show off mo lahat yung back pose. I mean, yun yung pinaka highlight. I mean, for me, front pose and back pose yung highlight. Tapos hindi ka pa pwede pawisan yan. Dapat effortless talaga. Kahit naninigay ka na pag-flex.
Teka lang, bawal pawisan?
Yan, kasi parang nakakat yung points mo.
Pag pinawisan ka?
Yes, on stage. Kailangan talaga effortless. Grateful, effortless.
And parang yung mga hitting. Napapanood ko, yung mga lalaki, parang pinapawisan sila.
Shiny na lang minus po kami because of the tanning.
Oo nga, di ba? May pinapahid. Yes, correct. Parang,
opo.
Pampa-highlight, I guess, ng mga cuts, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi ko alam na para may meron palang minus points pag pinawisan.
Opo. Nalaman ko lang din yun. So, yung posing coach ko, sabi niya talaga sa akin, 2 months tayo before your competition, sabi niya, you gotta work extra hard. Sabi ko, yes, I'm gonna work double time. Talaga nag-double time ako. Kahit nasa mall ako, escalator, nasa grocery. Yes, nagpo-post po ako. Tapos talaga, kasi kailangan ko.
Isip ng mga tao doon.
Oo, wala na talaga.
Paghawak mo yung grocery basket na nandito.
Talaga, at ang pinatakot ko talaga.
Melon.
Oo. Tsaka yung breathing. Yung pag-hold talaga sa breathing. Kasi minsan po, pag nasa stage ka, andun kayo, hinahold mo hanggat matapos yung mga iba't ibang athletes. Di ba po? So, talagang naka-hold ka the whole time. So, anytime na mag-relax ka, off point din yun.
Okay na. Wait. So, nakahilera kayo.
Yes.
Tapos, isa-isa kayong pupunta sa gitna.
Correct.
Tapos, habang, lima kayo, dapat the whole time hanggang matapos yung lahat ng lima, nakaganon lang kayo.
Yes. Nakapigas
lang katawan nyo.
Yes, correct. Naka front pose or side. Talagang front pose.
Hirap po sa bidibiling Pilipinas yan.
Sir, ayos naka-heels din po kami sa mga babae. At least sa mga lalaki po, pwede sila magpaa. Kami mga babae.
Bakit nga? Double standard yan ah. Grabe, sexy.
Po. So, parang ang hirap din po. Yun, I had to learn how to walk, learn how to pose, learn how to breathe while posing and flexing. So, that was a really big challenge. Training, I would say, was 80%, you know, of the work. So 20% talaga is posing. Pero yung 20% na yun, ang feeling ko 80% for me. Everything is so new. So, but again, I had really good coaches and my teammate also, pag nagtatanong ako sa kanya, like, you know, tama ba to? Nakikita mo ba? Talagang tinuturuan niya rin ako. So, the community I was surrounded with was very helpful for a newbie like me. Parang everyone was guiding me along the way because they also had, you know, their chance and their experiences through natural bodybuilding. So, parang ang sarap din ng support na nakuha ko from our gym community because everyone was willing to give a helping hand from finding suit. Kasi iba pa yung competition suit. Sir, ay, sa lalaki, madali lang, shorts, trunks. Pwede na.
Yun lang.
Sa mga babae, kailangan po namin yung bikini or one piece na nag-highlight po ng mga areas po namin like sa likod na open, tsaka po hindi naman masyado po, hindi rin po masyadong raunchy, I should, di ba? Kailangan ano pa rin?
Elegant
and sporty and, you know, not too sexy in a way. Sexy but not too extreme naman po. Kasi it's not really just showcase. You're showcasing your body but in a very classy way.
Yeah.
Yun ang mahirap. So, kailangan maghanap ng mga suits na appropriate na may tamang bling.
Ano yun? Pinapagawa nyo pa yun? O parang made to order, ganun?
Made to order. Yung iba po, nag-order pa like outside the country. Sa Europe, Russia, Australia. Ako naman po kasi late na po ako. Salamat din po sa isa kong kakilala. Dati po siyang ka-gymmate ng coach ko. And she also helped my other gymmate as well. She's a pro card holder din. Siya po yung gumawa ng one piece ko. And yung two piece po galing sa kanya kasi binili niya dun sa isang federation na ginoinan niya, isang competition. Pero hindi niya nagamit. So, sabi niya, gusto mo? Sabi ko, okay, try ko. Sabi ko, okay, nagustuhan ko po. So, sabi ko, sige, akin na lang. So, binenta niya sa akin. And then she really handmade my one piece too. Like yung mga bejeweling nun or bedazzled. Paano ba yun?
Yung mga sequins.
Yeah. So yun po yung sinasabi ko na lahat ng ano sa community of bodybuilding actually talaga nagtutulungan. Especially sa tao namin here sa Cebu. Kasi hindi naman sa maliit ang Cebu kasi malaki na rin po ang Cebu ngayon. Pero parang magkakakilala lang din yung mga athletes. And
yes,
sobrang helpful. Even if you're new, you're a pro card holder, talagang nagtutulungan. And I really appreciate that. So the gym community and the bodybuilding community is amazing when it comes to support.
Well, sana magkaroon I guess sa Pilipinas ng greater awareness and greater appreciation yung ordinaryong tao dito sa sport ng bodybuilding, no? Kasi halimbawa sa weightlifting andyan na kasi dahil kay Heidelin. Na front page na yung mundo ng weightlifting. And then recently, nagbukas na rin ng school. I think sa Panay ata, nagbukas ng weightlifting school si Heidelin for children.
Oh, nice.
Gustong eventually, di ba? Maging...
Train.
Kagaya niya. So hopefully, especially because we're in this era of empowerment, di ba? Empowering women.
Yes.
Eh, lahat naman ng sinabi mo ngayon sa show ay parang very inspiring and empowering for women, di ba? Young women and even mothers or kahit na yung mga approaching their 40s, di ba? Hopefully, di ba, through your stories and narratives, magkaroon ng tamang awareness and also enthusiasm yung bodybuilding for... Kasi may mga tao talaga na parang nakita nila, ay, hindi ako, ayoko niyan. Yung parang ganun agad eh.
Pero
hindi magiging ganyan katumang ko. Parang ganun. Pero I'm sure there was a point in your life also na parang inisip mo rin yon na parang hindi ako magiging ganyan. Pero eto ka na.
Yes.
Nangyari, di ba? So yan, parang yun yung takeaway ko dun sa pinag-usapan natin ngayon na parang it's never too late to start blazing new trails for possibilities. Diba? Na parang whatever you set your mind to, if you're willing to commit to make that decision, diba? Kasi ang decision, sa Latin, ang ibig sabihin ng decision ay pagputol eh. When you decide, you cut. Ibig sabihin, puputulin mo yung lumang sarili mo, diba? Para magkaroon ng room for this new version of yourself, no? And listening to you and even looking at you, diba, with the enthusiasm and the joy with which you are sharing your stories, it's really inspiring. Parang ako, gusto ko na tuloy biglang buhatin yung dumbbell ko dito. Inakalawang na yung mga dumbbells ko dito. Ang problema ko kasi hindi to excuse, no? Pero meron talaga akong condition sa likod na sabi nung meron siyang nakitang ano eh, ano ang tawag dito? So, parang nagkaroon ako ng sciatica. Nakita nila parang meron daw ano spondylitis.
Oh.
So, parang yung likod medyo sensitive yung lower back ko. Ayun, ankylosing spondylitis.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently parang naninigas daw yung mga disc na dapat hindi.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi niya parang bawal ka muna magbuhat ng mabibigat. Mm-hmm. Kasi baka maano. Pero siguro kung mga diba yung nakaupo ka lang yung sa arms lang, okay lang naman siguro yan, basta hindi yung kailangan ng effort from your back legs, no. Mm-hmm. So sige. Sa ating pag-uusap siguro mamaya pagkatapos ito, hanapin ko yung dumbbells ko.
Oh, ko light lang po. What you can tolerate. Light. Yes.
Parang 5 kilos lang naman yata yun. Dalawang 5 kilos. So, magaan lang. Ganyan na lang.
It's better to start day one day nga, di ba nga po?
One day at a time.
Yes.
Alright. Sige, Candice, before we end the show, do you have a final message to our listeners and viewers tungkol sa pinag-usapan natin ngayon? Maybe to inspire them or maybe to get them into the world of bodybuilding or whatever na gusto mong sabihin sa kanila.
Yes, to everyone growing up, you know, growing older, I should say, is hard, but it's harder if you don't take care of your body. True. So it's really up to you and if you want to start. And I encourage everyone, you know, men and women, mothers especially, who thought they lost themselves, you know, through motherhood, that you could still work out and be the best version of yourself. You just have to start lang po. You don't have to go through to do a full body building, you know. But movement, exercise, I strongly believe the best way to start a healthy lifestyle is by moving. Walk. Okay, gumalaw lang po kayo. And also, you're not only doing this for yourself, but you're doing it for your family.
Yeah.
Yun lang po, sir.
Meron ba silang social media account na pwede nilang i-follow kung sakaling interested sila sa bodybuilding mo?
Oh, yes po. I share a lot of content. Hindi ko rin pala nasabi kanina po. Before, nag-content creator din po ako on the side.
So interested.
Yes. So, yung Instagram handle ko po is Candice Gayle, CandizGayle. And I share everything from lifestyle, food, fitness, and travel. But there's a lot of other accounts that I also share in my stories, my fitspiration. So, you know, follow me to see my fitspirations as well. Para din ma-inspire din po kayo.
So, don't forget to follow and like yung social media account sa Instagram ni Candice.
Yes.
Candice Gayle. All right.
Yes, sir.
So, we have come to the end of the show and I can really say na parang I really enjoyed having this conversation with you, Candice.
Sobrang
enjoy kasi parang wala akong masyadong alam dyan, pero habang nakikinig ako sa iyo, parang may mga naisip rin akong philosophical insights na pwede palang mahugot na mula sa panang fitness and bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for gracing the show. We wish you luck in your future competitions. And of course, we wish you well in your family, your little boy, your husband, your lola. Your conservative lola. Sana ay ma-accept niya na ang bodybuilding. So yun, no? Para sa mga Philo peeps, no? Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-subaybay, no? Pag-like at share ng ating kwentong Philosopher with Sir Ice sa Spotify, Facebook, at YouTube. And hopefully, magkita-kita tayo muli with a new episode before the end of the year, no? Pero kung hindi, baka January na. Depende doon sa availability ng mga guests susubukin kunin para sa inyo. So Candice, thank you very much.
Sir Ice, thank you.
Enjoy Cebu. Enjoy your muscles. And yun, final flex before we end. So maraming salamat mga Philo peeps, and I'll see you again next time. Bye.
Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay produced ni Johan Arceo, Joanna Esquivias, Ryan Anthony Racela, at Cholo Setiare. Executive produced ni GP Abrahano, Drean Deocampo, at YB Wesley. Boses sa intro ni Jonah Pakula, at special participation ni Rene Liboro. Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay isang original mula sa Pipe Network.
Pipe Network presents.